We are now about 1 month into President Trump's term, and Justice Department veterans are starting to notice a pattern. They say the DOJ seems to be more lenient with people who appear loyal to the president. NPR Justice Correspondent Gary Johnson has been reporting on some of those cases. Hi there.
Hey there.
So we're talking, obviously, about politically sensitive cases. What exactly are you hearing from people both in and outside the Justice Department?
Stephen Salzberg spent years at Justice under Presidents Reagan and George H.W. Bush. He says alarm is actually an understatement about what's happening there. Prosecutors seem to be backing away from cases against people with ties to Donald Trump.
There are patterns that we haven't really seen in the past. None of the patterns inspire a lot of confidence that the department is being even-handed in its approach to cases.
Salzberg says this actually started on Inauguration Day with Trump's clemency for more than 1,500 people who took part in the Capitol riot. He says it looks like Trump wanted to cut those people a break because they were acting on his behalf.
I will inject a reminder here that Trump, of course, was himself investigated by the Justice Department, was charged twice by the Justice Department. Prosecutors dropped those charges against him after he won the election in November. Is that experience echoing through the Justice Department now?
It absolutely is. After Trump returned to the White House, prosecutors abandoned their obstruction case against two of his aides at the Mar-a-Lago resort. Walt Nauta and Carlos de Oliveira allegedly helped Trump hide classified documents from the FBI. And Trump's spoken a lot lately about how the Justice Department went after him. He says that gave him an appreciation for the plight of other politicians accused of wrongdoing. That's really showed. In recent weeks, DOJ dropped a case against former Nebraska Congressman Jeff Fortenberry. Prosecutors in Nashville withdrew from an investigation against Republican Congressman Andy Ogles. Ogles, of course, had introduced a bill that would clear the way for Trump to serve a third term in office. And then on Friday, the DOJ moved to dismiss the case against New York Mayor Eric Adams.
Stay with the Mayor Adams case for a sec, because that's a big one, and I know the fallout is continuing. What is the latest?
Seven prosecutors quit rather than move to drop that case. They said it looked like an unlawful quid pro quo. Adams and his lawyer have flatly denied that. But the judge in the case, Dale Ho, has ordered both sides to court Wednesday in New York to explain why the prosecution's being dismissed. And meanwhile, more than 900 former Justice Department prosecutors signed a letter to salute the people still at Justice for responding to ethical challenges with courage and conviction. One of the people who signed is Peter Zeidenberg. He says senior lawyers at Justice did not seem to hide they were acting for political reasons to secure Eric Adams' cooperation with immigration agents.
The politicization of the Department of Justice seems like it's complete.
But the chief of staff to the current attorney general says this DOJ wants to focus on its core function of prosecuting dangerous criminals, not pursuing politically motivated witch hunts.
That reminds me of something that current attorney general, this is Pam Bondi, something she said, which is that she wants to go after weaponization.
She does. Bondi seems to be focused on people who help bring cases against Donald Trump. Harvard Law professor Jack Goldsmith wrote this week, this all seems to be doublespeak, part of a playbook to weaponize DOJ law enforcement like never before against Trump's perceived enemies. And the fear of many of my sources is that the DOJ will, on one hand, move to help Trump's friends get out of trouble, and on the other, use its vast powers of investigation and prosecution against people who have criticized the president.
And NPR's Carrie Johnson there. Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks for having me.